We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas cho lachmo anyo. This will help us understand why we begin the Seder. We say, this is the poor bread. V'tekef oimer, and then immediately afterwards we say, kol dichfin yesev yechel, kol ditzrich yesev yivsach. Whoever wants is welcome to come and eat. Whoever needs should come to have the Korban Pesach with us. Hainu kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we were learning before. Shebetchilo misaper shamatzi b'chinas lechem oini. Shenizkorin ho'anius shelagolus ve'yoidin ho'emes migoidla niusa mikoil. We start out by telling that matzah is referred to as poor man's bread. And we remind ourselves of the poverty that we endured in Golus, and that we recognize the truth, how poor we are in every way. The tekef kishayoyden zois, and the minute that a person realizes how poor they are, oizer loy Hashem yisborach, Hashem helps the person, umemale kol chesroinai, and Hashem fills in everything that the person is lacking, at sheyochel gam lahashpia lacherim, to the point where this person is able to help others. Shezehu mashoimer miyad. This is why right after we're saying this is poor man's bread, which means I'm so poor I can't afford matzah, I'm eating this poor bread. Right after that, I say, whoever wants is welcome to come and join me, as if I'm a big machnes oirach. Shezehu mashoimer miyad kol dichfen yesev yechel. Ki daiko al yidei b'chinas lach mo'ani anal. By a person realizing how poor they are in good deeds and how unworthy and undeserving they are of even what Hashem is giving them, even if it's little, through that a person is zoichen la'ashirus godol. The person is zoichen to major wealth. To the point where anyone who wants is welcome to come and eat by me. Because I have enough for myself and I have enough for everybody else. V'zehu gam kein ma she'oikrin ha'kairo miyad v'shoilin ha'kushe shel manishtana. And this is why we have the custom right after that of moving the kaira, and the children start, we fill up the second cup of wine and the children start asking the manishtana. V'ikra kol harba kushyes Soyvin al Koitav Hanal. And what's behind all the four questions that are asked is all this issue that we're referring to here, meaning Sheshoyalin Ribui Hastirois Sheroyim Balailo Hagdoila Zois. The children are asking about the major contradictions that they're viewing on this night. Shebechol Alaylois Anoichlin Chomets Umatza, Kamoy Sheroyim. Regular, all other nights, we eat chametz and matzah, like we see. Shezeu l'choyre b'chines ashirus, which implies wealth. Ki bevadai lechem chametz mutom yoyser, v'ulechem ashirim yoyser milechem matzah. Because chametz bread is certainly tastier and referred more as a wealthier type of bread than matzah. V'halayla azeh kulei matzah. And tonight on Pesach, we're eating only matzah, shubchines anius, which implies poverty, b'chinas lechem oini, poor man's bread. U'keneged zeh onu royin ha'epach. And then, corresponding to this, we see the opposite taking place. Shebechol aleilos enu matbilin afilu pamachas. All other nights, we don't even dip one time. Halayla zeh shtei pomim. Tonight, we dip twice. Shezehu derech ashirus, sho'ichlin macholim etubolim. Kemuva b'meforshim. We know that that's symbolic of wealthy people. Wealthy people have dips. They dip into this, they dip into that. Kimuva Maforshim, as is brought in the commentaries, Shehatibul Merames Alashirus Vecherus, that this dipping implies wealth and freedom. And then they go on to ask other contradictions. Shebechol aleilois onoichlim shar yirokos hatoivim lachila. All other nights we eat all kinds of vegetables that are delicious and enjoyable. V'alayla zeh kulei maror. Tonight we're eating maror. Shemarames al Mariros Ha'anius Vaparnosa, which implies the bitter poverty and struggle for earning a livelihood. And then opposite that, we see again the opposite. All other nights we eat either sitting up straight or in a leaning fashion. But tonight everybody is sitting in this leaning fashion, showing great freedom, like very wealthy people and kings who lie on their couches when they're eating. And the answer to these four questions is to tell the story of the Jews leaving Egypt. Originally, we were slaves and servants to Paro in Egypt. And we were under extreme poverty. Because all the wealth was by the Goyim, by the Egyptians. They were the kings and the rulers and the judges. They ruled over us. However, Hashem took us out of there with great wealth. And he brought us to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda Toiv Rechava, the beloved land. And Hashem returned all the wealth and sustenance to us. As we mention when we read the Haggadah, that Hashem fulfilled his promise where he had said to Avraham Avinu, that at the end of the Golos we will leave with great wealth. Hashem gave us all of their money, all the Egyptians' money. And all of this struggle that Hashem first put us through, this tremendous exile. And then afterwards, he took us out of it with this great wealth. Why didn't he give us this great wealth in the beginning without going through the pain and suffering of exile? However, all of this was really for our benefit, in order for us to go through a purification, a refining process, like when you refine precious metals, in order to refine and purify the wealth. To remove us from Taivas Mamoin, which is the wealth and money of Tuma, of the Sitra Achra. Where the more the person has, the more they want, the more they're lacking, the poorer they feel. She'aleihem ne'emar, about them, the Torah says, Me'eras Hashem beveis Rosha, the curse of Hashem is in the house of the evil person. Bechinas ubeten rishon techsar. And as the pasuk says, that the stomachs of evil people are always lacking. They're always hungry, even right after they finish eating. V'lizkois la'shirus digdusha. Hashem wanted us to be zoche to holy wealth, shebo al yedei anius daiko kanal, which a person can only receive by going through poverty first. That's when a person receives a real appreciation for what they have, an appreciation and a respect, and that's when the ashirus can be a wealth of blessing. U'bishvil zeh mitzvah leinu lechol matzah lechem oini u'moror. And that's why we eat this matzah, the poor man's bread, and the moror. Lasois kol hashinuyim ho'elu, to make all, and we do all of these seemingly contradictory things. Kedei leida velizkor tomed bohanius famarirus, to always be aware of and remember the poverty and the bitterness. Shaitei zeh daiko anu zoichen hashirus, through which we can be zeichet to true wealth. When a person remembers how unworthy he is, how poor he is in good deeds and everything. And to be able to lie in a couch like kings, you know, showing this an extraordinary freedom. Because a person who, when he's experiencing wealth and glory and honor, doesn't remember the poverty and bitterness, ze einoy oisher klal, that is not classified as wealth as all. Ki olav nemar, because about him the pasuk says, oisher shomor lebolav lerosoy, a wealth that's reserved for its owner to harm him. Vehu garua meoni, that person is worse off than a poor person. That person will suffer more than poor people. Ki choser lo yoiser, because he feels the lacking more. Ad shesoivel merirus mar mimoves, to the point where he experiences a bitterness that's worse than death. Kasheroyim bechush, as we see in real life. V'gam bishvil zeh oikren ha-kaira koidam o'achila, and that's also why we remove the kaira before eating, l'rames, before eating our meal, l'rames, to hint us, she'ein hasuda shelonu, that the meal is not ours, ve'inonu rishon lechmenu, and we're not allowed to partake from it, before we first remind ourselves of the great kindness of Hashem and the miracles. How Hashem took away the wealth and everything from the other side, from the Egyptians, and gave it to us. That's when the parnosa returns and the wealth, and then we're permitted to eat. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us a very interesting thing. Rav Hamnuna Sava, one of the great, great rabbis at that time, even when the table with his meal was fully laid out in front of him, his wife had already put the food on the table and everything, the salads, everything. He would not partake from the food until he first said a special prayer asking Hashem for food, for parnosa. The Omar, and he said, I will not eat until I know the food is coming from the house of the king, from the palace. Hainu Shomar. He said, I know that this meal does not belong to me. It's not really mine. Until I first purify it by saying a special prayer, asking Hashem for the food, showing that it's not my food, that I'm asking Hashem to give me from his kindness. Ki ikar birur haparnosa me'agolus hu'alidei tefila ki'adua. Because the main way that we purify and refine the parnosa and take it out of the tumah, out of that state of exile and slavery, is through tefillah, as is known.